any other morning. Today, a professor wears a bulletproof vest as he lectures, and tomorrow, my future child's third-grade teacher tightens the holster at her hip, holding her Beretta 9mm before leading class to recess. And a madman, a TA, a husband, an anti-abortionist, an anti-capitalist, a Christian extremist, a Muslim extremist walks into the room as if any of these labels mattered, as if the desire to kill made one anything other than simply mad, and starts shooting. And a student, or a janitor, or my child's third grade teacher pulls out their own gun and fires back, and children and students are killed and wounded in the torrent of hot lead, and she is killed, and the boy who sits next to my future child in the brightly colored third grade classroom, all the blues and greens and reds and reds and reds and reds, crawls to the warm, wet, sticky corpse of his teacher and grabs the Beretta from her hand with his tiny, still pudgy hand, thinking of his daddy, the hero, his hero, who just last week stopped a road rage incident where a man pulled a gun on a woman who cut him off, so the boy's daddy, the hero, shot him and saved the woman, and only paralyzed the cyclist next to the car from the waist down. What a hero, the boy's daddy. He wanted to be just like him. But in the slickness of his teacher's blood between his small hand and the grip, it slips and it fires, doing the madman's work for him. How easy this work! The kids kill themselves. The kids kill themselves. The kids, they are killing themselves. And being satiated in the hollow way that death fills a body, he places the barrel of his rifle in his mouth and has made final contribution to this day, the warm blood on the linoleum floor. Watch it glisten in the fluorescent schoolhouse light, this latest offering on the 8 o'clock news, the latest live fire exercise, and what is not televised is the gym teacher, the secretary, the principal, who comes running in with their Glock drawn just a second too late, only to be shot and killed by the fifth grade teacher, the music instructor, the cafeteria lady, who ran in with the 12 gauge they keep under their desk next to their Glockenspiel above the refrigerators, and saw a person standing in a room with shredded bodies holding a gun at their side. But at home, we pray to God and thank Him that we each have our own sidearm, reflexively palming the sides of our chests or our hips to check that our freedom to inflict death upon those that threaten us is still snugly affixed to our bodies. And we sigh and we shrug, muttering something like, "Well, what are you gonna do?" And we sip our morning coffee, content with this price of freedom, just like any other morning.